Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and all the voices and characters and personalities and peoples that you hear in the following presentation, all of them will be performed by me.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back, everyone. We are back ourselves from quite a long weekend. I'm Margaret Gray.
As this is Gerald Kalen Shaw, after hot on the heels of our big movie. Did that with R.C. Collins. Yes, I did. This is Robert Leonard. I'm Bud Dickman. And I just want to say...
Okay, hold on, Bud. I know what you're going to ask me.
I want to say it.
Well, hold on, Bud. Phil has to introduce the show.
Yeah, I know, but before he forgets.
I'm not going to forget. Welcome, everybody, to our program. Hope you liked yesterday's. We did a Phil Only.
Well, see, the Phil Only is another... Excuse me, Phil. Hold on. It is another slap. It's not a slap in the face, but it's another little tap. It's as if you walk by...
Well, Margaret, she doesn't want to see you said it before the show.
I said it before the show because we were off the air.
Margaret said it's like... It's as if you walk by and you let one go... And, you know, it's silent but deadly, and you go, hey, well, I gotta go now. And when you leave...
You know, it lingers, the stench.
Okay, well, that's a nice way of...
Phil, I'm not saying that you're doing it on purpose.
Well, it doesn't make any difference now. So, in other words, what was I doing?
What you were doing when you did the Phil Only.
Oh, yeah, well, do the Phil Only.
Yes, what you're doing, it's like you walk by...
It's like you walk by, you let it go...
I know.
And it's
silent but deadly. No, I do the Phil Only because it gives you guys a day off, for starters.
Well, Mr. Harry, nobody's going to buy that. You kidding me?
For once, I believe in it. For once, I agree with it, and I believe in it. But I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe in it.
Thank you.
And,
right, Margaret, let's talk with respect about people. I give you guys the day off.
Well, nobody is buying that you're giving us the day off. The reason why you do Phil Only... is because it gives you a break from doing all the voices that drives you nuts and will probably put you in an early grave. Of course, at this rate, it's not going to be so early.
All right, thank you very much. And that's about all the explanation we need to do about that, don't you think?
We could probably get into a little bit more.
Yes, we could get into a little bit more, and we might get into a little bit more, but I don't think we should. I will simply say that in my opinion...
Yeah, I know. It's like me walking by, letting one go. It's a stench.
Phil, I didn't say it that way. I didn't go, walking by, is it then? I'm saying there was a delicacy to it. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, she's not saying you're walking by and cutting a real blaster, you know?
Yeah, so in other words...
I understand what everybody's saying. Now, what did you want, Bud?
Yeah, I wanted to say...
This was... He was hopping up and down about this before the show.
What did you want
to... I want to say that... Is Steve Bozell and me going to do any football this year?
Oh, that's right. Jesus, H... Ever since I started doing the movie...
No. It just seemed to me that we hadn't done it.
You know what I think, Phil?
No one cared, Miss Gray.
Excuse me, don't you talk to me like that.
Well, I'm talking to you like that right now. Okay? Because this is a part of me.
All right, let's not have Bud the dictator, okay? What do you want?
What?
He wants to know if he's going to do the football.
Yeah, he wants to be... Because he heard me and Dickman doing the movie of the week.
Oh, bringing back the movie... Well, it's not a bad idea. You guys were very well received. I don't know if you were better received. I think you guys should do something different.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, why not have them? Why not have them do one of the debates?
No, wait. That's my domain. We've already staked that out.
All right. Well, who says that? Excuse me. I'm sorry, Phil, but it had to go, and I'm not going to rip my esophagus clean out of my throat so you guys can sit here and go, ew.
Yeah, sure, that's it.
Well, look, you're the one that walked by and just went ahead and wafted one.
I haven't done anything of the sort. I walked in here today in a good mood, and you guys are now attributing to me every vile and vulgar act known to mortal man. Now, look, I'll get around to what you and Steve Bozell are going to do, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Well, it's not going to be any of the debates, because that's mine. You understand me?
I got it, General, yeah.
You don't call the shots.
I'm calling these shots. Me and the other guy. What's the guy's name?
Darcy Collins.
Yeah, that kid. Me and him, we do the debates, and we do that movie, too.
I believe. See, that's really a good point, Bud, because I think you and Bozell are good on the sports.
Just said it. Nobody really gives a sweet, JC.
Well, no one really cares about the sports in general as much as they do, for instance... The debates, but, what about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. Missed that for a long time. Come on.
What are you going to do, cry about it? Hey, man, I'll think of something for you to do. Quit bawling like a baby. Okay, guys, welcome to our program. Thank you very much for those of you, you know, liked our... See, we got a lot of people who request that.
Phil, don't try and explain it. Just, you did it, and let's just move on.
All right, well, thank you very... What did it stink?
I'm not saying that it stunk. I think the Phil-onlys are stronger when you're talking about life and death. Like, you know, forgive me, when your brother died, well, that was some compelling stuff.
Oh, well, let me just arrange for another family member to croak.
Hey, look at that. I'm not saying anything.
Now, why would you put that... That's a horrible connotation to put on that.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think that the general meant... That someone, I mean, if somebody did croak out, you know...
Yeah, if someone did croak out, it would not be unwelcome.
Thank you.
Well, Phil, it only stands to reason.
And all I'm saying is that the show you did about your brother was beautiful, and, well...
Yeah, all right. What is this that you're looking at?
Looking at Donald Trump.
Will you turn the TV off, man, and... Thank you. Phil Hendry is my name. I was about to say it's Fel Hendry. But there's a lot of stuff on television, though.
I'm looking at Road Atlanta. I think this is wonderful. They have a young female driver who is very exciting, very exciting. And I think she's going to have a lot of the young kids, the young girls, who need those kinds of role models if they're to enter into this area of sports.
What's her name?
Who's that?
The young lady.
Oh, I don't know. I could give it. I don't give that much of a JC. I'm saying...
All right, Margaret, thank you very much. So it's the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and welcome to the program.
I'm just saying, the young female...
You're right, but you don't know her name.
What difference does it make?
Yeah, you gotta know her name.
No, I don't have to know it, especially when you tell me.
So we'll just call her...
Call her Woman X.
Woman X, okay, and she's kicking ass and taking names.
Yes, and I think she's a great inspiration to all the young girls out there.
Well, I saw her interviewed. She's a Christina...
Yeah, that's right, Christina. I think she's Swede. She may very well be Scandinavian. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be Norwegian or something like that.
Man, there's no such thing as Norwegian.
Knock it off with the Norwegian, okay? I told you.
Why is that?
Because it's racist. It means African and Norwegian. And as far as we know, well...
There are no such people.
As far as we know.
All right, coming back on the program today.
Coming on the program.
Everything doesn't have to be played back as some filthy, filthy, undeniably filthy reference. On the program today, Jack Armstrong is going to talk some sports. Jack is with us to talk about Joe Hart. You guys follow any soccer?
No.
Margaret?
No, I don't.
Not me.
Uh-uh.
Well, anyway, he's going to be talking about Joe Hart, who is... maybe coming back to the Premier League after leaving for a few games to play in Italy.
That's nice.
And also, he's going to be talking about just exactly how familiar we are with these sports. Vernon Dozier talking about email and how we spend most of our lives, most of our time, most of our... It's a lot of time, man. And then, Margaret, you have a song to sing, right?
Well, we did do... we played Alvin's Dockside on Saturday night. It was a good crowd. We sold it out, but there's only 12 seats in this dump. And excuse me, Alvin, if you're listening, you know that I love and appreciate everything you do. But you do own a dump, you know that. I talked to him later on, Phil.
You really want to get into it here?
I talked to him later on. He knows that. He know, Alvin, if you're listening, you know. And I told you, I explained it to you, what a toilet bowl you own. But we did sell it out.
Yeah, 12 seats.
I said that already.
All right, so you sold it out.
So we sold it out. I did a lot of requests. And the crowd received it well. And one song I didn't get to was Lucky Man, which I'm going to be singing.
But Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? What is that?
Lucky Man?
Yes. Look at you.
Lucky Man?
Yes. Lucky Man.
Well, I mean, that's like depressing and everything.
It's kind of... Is that a bar song?
A bar... So in other words, because I'm in a dump, I can't still put on the very classy affectations...
Well, no, Margaret, no, I'm saying that you're a class act. You were in a bar. I'm just wondering, Lucky Man by... It's a very bizarre choice.
It is. What got it? Where have you been? Lucky Man was one of the big time hits and one of the all time top 40 pop hits of the 1970s by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Right, General?
What do you mean, right, General? I wouldn't know. Emerson, yeah, no. I remember when I got to Vietnam, everybody was listening to King Crimson.
Kim Crimson.
Yeah, that's her name. Not Kim Crimson. It was King Crimson. Yeah, that's it. And this guy Palmer and the other guy Emerson, I think all three of these jackasses were in that band, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, no, I think Keith Emerson was in the Nice. Greg Lake.
Oh, well, get a load of you. You got it down, huh?
Well, Phil was a disc jockey.
Yeah, I forgot. You were probably smoking that weed and... Jesus.
Anyway, right now, it's Traffic Now with Bob Bickey and Bob.
Hey, Phil, they are about the freeway right now. We have the outbound bells down southbound. It's going to be crying on you. You'll be clapping that trailer. Tell you what, walking out town soon because you're walking on your hands and walking upside down like a monkey in 100 yards of grapevine out there. I'm going to be 53 with the outrunning, and they've got it open there until 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's going to all blow up and shed. And I think the chimp, either two or three chimpanzees are loose out there on the fast lane of the freeway pound. Going to get down there and get a chimpanzee on the fast lane. Let's go down that little sky boy.
I'm on a left hand side of the left side. I got the best street in the house to work around this. On the left side, I don't know where I'm passing. You can see there's bags, everybody's bags strapped and ready to go. Look at that, you're going to have your ass around. Put your ass in the sling right there, then. Let's go to Boyd, Sky Baby Sweet Town. Oh, come on. Follow up the button.
Boyd, Sky Baby, Sweet Man. You got a Band-Aid?
Meisler's Mufflers has been in the San Gabriel Valley since 1958. We take all cars, all colors, all models. We put it into the shop, we slap a muffler on it, we give it back to you. Meisler's Mufflers has done it the same way since 1958. Ask your father, your grandfather, ask your mother, ask your kid brother. They all bring their cars to Meisler's Mufflers.
And now Meisler's Mufflers has a great half-off. Go to Meisler's Mufflers right now, have the muffler put on your car. The Meisler's Muffler, half-off out of $59.99. The Meisler's Mufflers in San Gabriel Valley and in East Coyne.
We're in East Coyne and East Oh, that's how it's pronounced. East Pacoma. Is that it?
Pacoima.
Oh, Pacoima. So we're in the San Gabriel. We're in the San Gabriel Valley and also Pacoima.
Meisler's Mufflers downtown.
Is it General Galen Shaw reminding you that without a backstage pass, you're nothing in this world? Without a backstage pass, you don't really know what's happening in the world of comedy. Because one of the cutting edge minds in the history of this great business is Phil Hendry. Yeah, right. But anyway, I was
get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Either a month or a year. But get it. Grab it. Love it.
Here with a backstage pass, you have access to over 20,000 hours of great material, and we don't want to say too much, but a big surprise is coming.
Oh, that's great. A big surprise is coming. Anytime you say something like that, Dickman, I open a window.
The backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
How many times have you woken up and prayed for the rain?
Oh, yeah.
A strangler.
That's the what?
Strangler.
It's the Stranglers. And beautiful song, Always the Sun.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And with us today, Jack Armstrong from New York City. And Jackson, who's been our big, big shoulder that we lean on when it comes to sports here. And Jack, you know, let me say this, because I know that you have had your fair share of bumps and grinds on the sports road. You were blogging news, and now you are covering sports. I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. I think that with the help of you and a lot of people, also Ms. Gray's helped me out. Appreciate that.
I think you're moving along very good.
Thank you, Margaret. I think that I like to do the sports. I think it's an interesting, it certainly has been an interesting change of pace from doing the news, which, of course, I was very well known for doing. But because I was doing a blog out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there's millions of blogs, no one cared. And it's interesting that...
What do you mean no one cared?
It's interesting. I'm sorry?
What do you mean no one cared?
Well, no one could care. I did a brilliant news blog, but I'd say if you read my... They'd say there's 50 others that we got to get through.
You kind of got lost in the shuffle.
All lost in the shuffle. But my situation's more than lost in the shuffle. I had one of the top reviewed blogs in all of the blogiverse, if you want to call it that, and yet no one read it, and everyone, they had other stuff they needed to do. And I'd say, well, you finally got some free time. You want to read it? No. So,
I don't understand. How can you have one of the top-rated blogs and no one wants to read it?
I don't know either, but that's the truth, and that's how it happens.
Now, a lot of times, it's critically acclaimed, but nobody... Oh, I said, no one gives a sweet JC.
Yeah, that's... that's about the way it was. But so I talked to Phil, and thank you, Phil, for the opportunity to do the sports.
All right, so we have some soccer news, and these guys were, you know, giving me a hard time, and that's tough. I know you watch the Premier League like I do. What's the big news?
The big news, Phil, that when Phil mentions the Premier League, that's the English Premier League, or as they like to call it because of the sponsor, the Barclays Premier League. They did also, at one time, I think just before Barclays, was Carlsberg Beer, and they called that the Carlsberg Premier League. And I don't know, I think the Abba Zaba Bubblegum Premier League.
That's who sponsored it?
No, I'm just saying if that's what it was.
Well, we get that part, okay?
Yeah, figure that's what it's going to be.
I know, but that's the point that I'm making. Are you going to call it Abba Zaba? No, you're going to...
They call it the English Premier League. They call it the English Premier League, right?
Yeah, wow. Get you, man. You're jumping right...
Hey, Jack, it's the English Premier League. The sponsor wants it to be called it, the Barclays, the Carlsberg, the Abba Zaba.
Wait a minute. Was it ever called the Abba Zaba?
Was it ever called the Abba Zaba?
You made the Abba Zaba Premier League.
Yes.
Oh, no, not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. Not as far as I can gather.
Then why did you bring it up?
Yes, why did you say that?
Because I said if it was Abba Zaba, God damn it.
Well, okay. Yeah, just saying, if it was Abba Zaba, that's what it's called. Yeah, okay. All right, so tell us all about what's happening in the Premier League.
Well, this is a news field that covers not just the Premier League. This covers a Serie A in Italy, which is the big top division league in Italy. Joe Hart, who was unceremoniously dumped by Manchester City's coach Pep Guardiola, this guy dumped Joe Hart, the England goalkeeper. I mean, he's the goalie for the English national team. And Joe Hart's got a lot of what they call clean sheets. Okay?
Yeah, so I made a joke about it.
Yeah, so we don't need to hear your joke about it.
What joke was that?
You don't want to hear it because it was filthy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it's in a clean sheet.
Right. That's what they call a shutout, okay, Dickman? So don't make a big thing about it.
But what did he say? It looked like a deuce. There's like a brown stain on it.
What the hell is your problem?
What? He's what? We didn't want to know, Robert, okay?
Sorry. I said that they streaked it.
Yeah, that's what he said. I said, Joe Hart's got a clean sheet. And he goes, oh, did he streak it? Did he rub his ass on it like a dog does when it's got a... when it?
Okay, I understand.
Well, he did it. I didn't. Anyway, Joe Hart's got a clean sheet.
Didn't streak it.
Hey, bud, shut up.
Whatever.
No, not whatever. Shut up. Go ahead.
So Joe Hart's got a clean streak. I mean, a clean, God damn it. Now I'm thinking about...
Yeah, now you're thinking about a brown streak. Everything like...
Good. Phil, get off him. Get... I'm not on him. So anyway... Be quiet, bud. So go ahead, Joe. I mean, Jack.
My name's Jackson Armstrong. I'm talking about a guy named Joe Hart.
All right, don't get strung out. Go ahead.
All right. Joe Hart, who plays for the Serie A team Roma. Take a wild guess where that is.
Rome.
He's asking everybody else, too.
I was asking everybody else, and now you don't even...
I don't care, man. I want to move this along, all right? So he played in Rome.
Don't we get to guess, though?
Go ahead, guess.
I would say Rome.
Rome? Yeah, I think it's Rome.
I'm not going to be involved in this jackballery any more than I have to.
All right, well, you're all right. It's Rome. And when I say you're all right, you're not all right mentally, but you're all right. You're correct in answering the question. It's Rome. And Joe Hart is rumored to be going to Chelsea from Roma. So this guy got cut by Manchester City, and he goes to Roma just long enough to earn probably six figures, maybe a low seven figure. Now the guy is going to go back to England, and he's going to go play in London, not in Manchester, in London, to play for Chelsea.
Now, Chelsea's having a hard time.
Chelsea is having a hard time. They're losing, and they right now they stink. And they have a coach at Chelsea. It's not Jose Mourinho. That was the guy who coached last year.
Yeah, it's a new coach.
Another Italian or Spanish guy. I don't even know. But they say that the guy is a real hard, hard-charging kind of a guy. And he wants the...
What is wrong with the Chelsea team?
Well, what's wrong with the Chelsea team is that they don't kick the ball good. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, I mean, they don't kick it good and they don't put it in the net.
That's the whole goal, if you'll pardon the expression, of soccer.
Right. Well, that's a very good line. The whole goal of soccer is to get a goal. And they're not kicked. They got to kick the ball better. And the other thing you got to do in soccer is you got to kick it, you know, good, and you got to kick it good, not just to the net, but kick it to a guy on your team.
Well, there's an idea, huh?
Hey, General, don't be.
Come on, General.
Being sarcastic.
Well, I mean, it stands to reason you got to. No, let's kick it to another guy on the other team.
Dad, that is a pretty good point.
No, it's not a good point at all. No, it isn't. It interrupted this man as he's trying to give his report.
La-dee-da.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
The la-dee-da me.
Hey, Margaret, I'm saying. Hey, both of you guys.
I'm not a guy.
Both of you folks. I'm not a folk either.
Sorry.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I guess I could sit here and whittle dick all day long if you don't mind.
Would you watch the language?
I'm not going to watch my... So, this guy, you got to kick the ball good and you got to kick it to a guy on the same team.
All right, okay, so they're not kicking the ball good, which means they're not kicking it to guys on their own team and they're not kicking it into the net.
Yeah, but that's not really good analysis, but I don't know that much about the game right now to give anything... That's gooder. I mean, that's better than that.
What about Phil's favorite team, the Everton Toffees?
Well, Everton is a team, and they play in Liverpool. They're the oldest Liverpool team. That team that Phil likes, those guys have good players, but they by the way, they lost John Stones, you know, Phil, to Manchester City.
I saw Stones. Stones, I never saw that guy in the open field dribbling the ball. Man, he is something, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't even know what you mean by dribble the ball.
You don't mean bouncing it. No, when they dribble, they're actually moving the ball along the field, or the pitch, if you will, with their feet. John Stones is great.
John Stones is great. But Everton, they don't have... They got Lukaku, and they got...
Hey, Cuckoo.
His name's Lukaku. It's not Cuckoo. You did the joke 58 times the last time I do this.
Come on, Jack.
No, he did that 58 times the last time I do it.
What are you talking about?
He did the cuckoo.
No, the guy's name is Romelu Lukaku.
No, Romelu... Look.
All right, so thank you very much for the report.
Yeah. Everton blows. How about that?
Well, look, Jack, I don't know why you're angry at me.
Because I don't know enough about the game to give a good report. All I can tell you is that Everton is... They don't kick it good. Jesus.
Well, what about defense?
Right, on defense... When they kick the ball into the penalty area, which is the square in front of the goal, they don't do it good. They got to do it better.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jack Armstrong, for that analysis. Kick the ball good, and make sure you kick it to guys on your team.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You got it. Oh, Phil, next.
All right. So we are. Oh, you see this guy? There's that Lord guy again. Don't start getting on the political thing. So there's Jack Armstrong, who is a terrific, terrific, he's working hard.
I think he's getting better, but I think, you know, and Bud, you were on purpose trying to goad the man.
Yeah, you were, man. Oh, I did not.
Yes, you did. Try to piss him off, and bug him until finally it's, you know, the cat can't. He's brand new to the whole thing, you know.
Well, I have a guy that doesn't know anything about soccer doing a report on it.
I don't know. He probably knows more about it than anybody that I know. And that is the truth. All right, coming up, Margaret, are you going to sing?
Yes, we are going to sing Lucky Man, as I performed it the other night at Alvin's Dockside. Now, by the way, we've added a date on the 19th. We're going to be at Bob's Steamer.
Yeah, Bob's Steamer.
And that's the only time I'm going to say that, because it's filthy, as you know.
Well, look at Margaret. The steamer is in clam.
Then he can say it's Clam Steamer. But he says instead it's Bob's Steamer. And I said, you had better get that corrected before I go on stage, or I'm not going on stage. And naturally, he's looking at me with these weird eyes.
All right, Margaret, Bob is an elderly man. Bob Clark, right?
Yes.
He's an elderly man. I don't think he immediately puts together Bob Steamer as...
Like a guy took a dump.
Shh. What is it with you, man?
Hey, look at it. If Phil wants to bring that up, he will. No, man.
That's right.
Well, you know something, I'm glad that Bud said that, because that's precisely what we should spell it out. And I said, where am I? And Frank said, we've got you booked at Bob's Steamer. I said, you filthy... And Frank gives me the look like, oh my God, she's wonderful, what's wrong? And I said, never mind, Frank, sit down and drink that Metamucil, whatever that slop is. Put your catheter back in.
Well, I don't know, where is this joint?
I believe it's in Seal Beach.
All right, so that's when?
That is the 27th of November. I think I said the 19th, the 27th of November.
27th of November, Bob's steamer. But it's supposed to be Bob's clam steamer.
That's what I wished he called it.
All right. You also are going to be at the lobster locker, or what is it?
Oh, no. That is the lobster cave. We'll be at the lobster cave in Bolsa Chica. I don't know where it is. I think it's Bolsa Chica. The lobster cave on the 19th. And tickets are going fast. They're going to sell out pretty quick.
How many seats do they have?
I think about 12, the same as Alvin's Dockside.
Big place called Alvin's at the dock, right?
Alvin's Dockside. Don't do it, bud.
What's he doing?
He's trying to turn it into Alvin at the dock, and he's...
I said Alvin at the dock.
Yeah, he's trying to be funny. He said, oh, did you go play Alvin at the dock? And I said, you mean I did chipmunk impressions? And he went, yeah!
That's pretty funny.
No, it's not funny at all. It's not even close to funny. You stink on every level. God, every level.
All right, so we're going to hear Lucky Man when we come back, right?
Yes, you're going to hear Lucky Man by me, Margaret Gray.
Fantastic. And we also have coming up Vernon Dozier on the email question here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So please don't go away.
Yes.
Don't go away.
Oh, God, I love this.
Yeah, baby.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It snakes just like one. It looks like a snake. It crawls to the grass, sticks its ass up in the air. Why isn't it a duck? It is. The Beaverly Duck Call. You call ducks with it. It looks like a snake. What's better for that hunting season? The Beaverly Duck Call. You and your friends wearing the hats, looking like Elmer Fudd, going through the high weeds. The Beaverly Duck Call.
I'm Chad Beaverly, and I believe in ducks. I believe in shooting them. I believe in eating them. And I believe in going back out and doing it again. Many, 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 many times over the course of several months. That's why I developed the Beaverly Duck Call. It looks exactly like a rattlesnake. Your friends will go, ah! And they'll leap away as you go ahead and bag another duck.
The Beaverly Duck Call. Get it at Milton Sports.
And the fine people at Dr. Klaus's Sports Jungle.
The Beaverly Duck Call. I enjoy it. I know you will too. Just go ahead and give it a squeeze. And the ducks start dropping like gold out of your you-know-what.
The Beaverly Duck Call.
Tryna vote for free. Yeah. Catch it, play on the
world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and what we wanted to do here now is give you a little bit of a taste of what we did the other night at Alvin's Dockside. Bud was.
That's it, Alvin's Dockside.
Yeah, we got that joke already, Bud.
Yeah, knock it off, will you?
Thanks.
He comes up, he says, "Oh, you did Alvin Dockside?" I said, "No, Alvin's." Duck side. I said, no, you did Alvin. You were doing a chipmunk impression. Ha, 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 ha. Like that. And I took off a high heel and I aimed it for his eyeball.
Yeah, I'd get out of there.
But you know what was coming, right?
God damn, man.
I'd get out of there.
All right, no more violence, please. Ladies and gentlemen, from her current tour that she's doing.
Phil, don't try to jazz it up. Everyone knows what this is. We all know what it is. It's Frank paying back favors. My current tour of... clam joints and lobster...
seafood places.
Yeah, seafood places along the California coast, basically in dockside areas, tattoo parlors, the real rundown, garbage-pail parts of the beach areas. And here it is.
Margaret Gray now with Lucky Man.
Yeah, just the way I do it on stage. He had white horses and a lady by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. General?
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he done laid.
Oh, what a lucky man he was.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. To fight wars for his country and his king.
Hey, who is this guy anyway? Come on, wait.
Of his honor and glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Jesus.
What's your problem?
Margaret.
No, wait. Cut it. Cool it. What's your problem?
Well, you're all like, what a lucky man he was.
Listen, you old creep, I'm singing.
Hey, wait just a... You know what, lady? All right, both you guys, as you might say, cease fire, General. Cease fire, huh? This woman called me some old creep.
You were knocking my singing.
General, you kind of brought it on yourself. All right, is there much more of this?
Is there much more of what?
Is there much more of the song? Come on, we gotta move it on.
I gotta kick your face.
Wait. Woman, Margaret, come on.
Talking like that about the way I sing?
Get that finger out before of it. That was well known.
There's a lot more of it. How about that?
All right, let's just continue and let's see if there's a...
Bud Dickman on the Moog synthesizer.
On the Moog synthesizer?
I'm gonna beat your ass until the only thing left walking around is your ass. You're dead, your head, your arms, the ass is walking.
What the hell is this? This sounds like some real acid trip.
It's an anti-war song, General. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, well.
All right, so that's,
Yeah, that's it, Phil. Turn it off. Turn it off. I can't take this part. I'm bleeding from the nose over here. Turn the garbage off. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer were the great classic rock.
Yeah, Margaret, we understand.
They were.
Well, let's, what a lucky man he was. He was lucky except for one thing. Margaret was singing about his life.
Whoa! Excuse me.
Come on, Margaret. Take it easy.
My voice is not in top shape because of all of the singing I was doing the other night.
Absolutely right. You got a strained voice. I don't even know why I let you do that.
Because I wanted to, Phil, because I'm a trooper, all right?
All right, Margaret. I'm sorry I said what I said.
I don't believe you, but I'll accept that as an apology.
All right. And you shouldn't believe me. I don't mean it.
All right, thank you.
Good.
At least you're honest.
Exactly.
Okay.
What are you bug-eyeing?
Nothing. All right, folks, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. So that was, what a lucky man he were. Coming up, we'll be talking here with Vernon Dozier, our brother, who is going to be discussing the email thing, man.
It's all I see.
Head coach Vernon Dozier, Belmar Academy.
Got him.
Head football coach. He's everything, man. Remember the bowling. Coming up here to talk about emails. Too many emails, baby.
Too many work emails.
This is a good topic. It really is.
On a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Climb it. Love it. Up and down. All around. Climb off. Leave. Oh.
Ratzenberger's Five and Dime. Go in and buy the things you need. The family needs it, and the family needs it now. Where do you go? To Ratzenberger's Five and Dime. They've been in the El Pacuba area since 1951, and they'll stay there long after people have left. Ratzenberger's Five and Dime in the El Pacuba area, staying there until long after people leave and emigrate to another planet. Ratzenberger's Five and Dime. I'm Jerry Ratzenberger. I'm Klaus Ratzenberger. I forgot my first name. What is it?
Klaus.
Klaus Ratzenberger. That's right. I like to be called Jerry, and people here don't dig that. My family, especially back in Cologne. Ratzenberger's Five and Dime in the El Pacupo area.
Pacupo?
Hi, folks. Rodney Cowell for the Cowell Trouser. You know, when I developed this pair of pants, I told myself, this is it. This is the one. This is the one that will never fall down, slide down the back end, and make you look like you're 100 pounds more than you are. Make you look like you're a kind of a guy that doesn't have a belt and doesn't really know much about how to keep his pants up, the gut hanging out, and so forth. With this new pant, you and yours can relax and be safe.
Boop.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. That's,
He only bought 15 seconds.
Oh, okay, so we didn't have time to say.
We didn't have time to say anything else about it.
Jesus.
Now, why don't you clear your throat?
Do what?
Clear your throat, man.
Yeah, you go, he doesn't have time to say anything about it.
All right, so while these people are pulling their you-know-what and acting like the Yank champions of 2016. Thought we would bring on now a young man to talk. We love this guy. Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy there in the beautiful city of Glendale, California. And Coach Dozier, it's always a great, great treat to have you on the program. How you doing, young man?
General, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Listen, one of the things in this world that I know about you is you don't like email.
No, I do not.
And there's an article in the paper today about how email, 90% of it is worthless, and it wastes our time.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been talking about this to administrators, to other professionals, to other teachers, and I have talked about this for the longest time, that email is an abomination. Email is worse than if leprosy was still with us, I would say that email is worse than leprosy, and I've got good reasons to say that.
My God.
You become a leper in the soul. There's a grotesquerie coming off. As soon as you open your mouth and start talking to people instead of just typing it out on a keyboard, people go, they recoil a little bit.
Well, the article here that Phil was referring to, and the one that you were also talking about, Vernon, says that many people spend hours and hours on email, and they're wasting, and these are work hours that they're spending. And they are wasting their lives, more or less.
Right. That's why I call it leprosy.
It says that any cubicle drone with a corporate email address knows this well already, of course, but a new report from Adobe describes the problem with some pretty startling numbers. According to its data, which is sourced from a self-reported survey of more than 1,000 white-collar workers in the United States, we spend an average of 4.1 hours checking our work email each day.
That is an absolute, and I'm familiar with that statistic. That's 20 and a half hours each week, more than 1,000 hours every year, more than 47,000 hours over a career.
Yeah, but it's important.
I'm sorry?
What if it's important?
Yeah, what if the email's important?
What if the email's important? No one gets that much important email.
Well, let's study that for a minute. What if you're spending a lot of time on work email, maybe your job, maybe the work that you're doing, you need to have the email.
There's no. There's no way. I'm not even going to argue it with you. There's no way that anybody can get that much email.
Well, how do you know, though?
Because I know. Because, first of all, I was blessed, I think, when I was born, I was blessed with a very healthy hatred of anything that would kill the soul, that was soul-killing. And it wasn't until later in my life that the email came along. I recognize all kinds of soul-killing in women, in jobs, in sports teams, and now in the email.
In women, huh?
Well, you know what I mean, Mark. I'm not knocking women, but I mean in relationships. And email is a soul-killing exercise. It's a horror story. Like I told you, you become a leper of the spirit. Tom Brody's with me, Phil.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Phil Henry says, I hear you.
I'm good, Tom.
Well, sit up straight. I'm sitting up straight, Tom. Tom's worried about me because I've been apoplectic all day. Worried about the emails. Okay. So if we were all spiritual creatures walking around, anyone using that kind of, it would be a leper. You'd be, you see what I'm saying?
Well, you're losing me with that leper thing, but I'll tell you this much. I don't doubt that there's a lot of people whittling dicks. Excuse my French, Margaret.
You're more than welcome, not.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to give it...
Yeah, the general's trying to give it the straight shot.
I'm trying to give it the straight shot here. There are a lot of people out there pulling it over the work emails. And this is stuff that is so time-wasting that the real jobs are not being done.
Well, that's true. And I want to say this, that the email that you said, Bud, people get that is necessary, nobody gets that much email that's necessary. And I proved it to the administration here. They said, Coach Dozier, we have some email we want to send you. And I said, you know how I feel about email. And I said, yes, but we do. But we want to send it to you anyway because it's very important. It has to do with insurance. It has to do with new rules that have come down for the concussion protocol for your football team. And I said, you're sending me important email just to jam my inbox and anger me. And they said, yes, we want to see how well you deal with it. So this is what I did, Phil. I took the computer off my desk, and I put it in the parking lot right near the teacher's parking area, and I drove over it. Okay? You get me there, Phil?
Yeah. I mean, why would you do that?
To show the administration, oh, did you send me some important email? And they're standing there at the door. I saw Ralph Peterman, who is our principal and headmaster, and we also had Vice President Jerry Kajoyan. They were all there. And I said, they said, what are you doing? They were all standing at the door. I said, I've gathered you here to look at this. This is my computer, and on it is the email you just sent me.
And you drove over top of your computer.
I drove directly, and I was in my wife's Humvee that day. All right. And then I had my wife, Cheryl, who showed up to bring me lunch. I said, back over my hand.
So you got down on the ground and had the... For those of you that are not familiar...
Yeah, go ahead, General.
Yeah, Coach Dozier...
I'll say it. For those of you that are not familiar, I have my wife back the Humvee over on one of my hands once a week. Okay, in case anybody thinks I'm somebody's little, excuse my language, but in case anybody thinks I'm someone's little...
Little bitch!
I wasn't going to say it.
Why did you do the mumble?
Someone's little... I did.
All right, so you're tough and you're rough and
well, look, Phil, don't be sarcastic. You give and you give.
Well, you know, I think it's a very strange thing to be backing trucks over your hand and driving over top of computers.
I don't want email in my life. All right.
Look, we understand.
In my life. Now, hold on. I told this guy Peter Baugh.
Now you all right, Coach?
Coach, you don't sound good.
I'm fine. Hold on. I told this guy Peter Baugh. Who's the principal of the school? I said, tell me. I said, you listen to me good. If you bring me the email one more time, I don't know. I can't be responsible for what I do. And he looked all shocked. I said, yeah. It's that bad. I said, one more. And he said to me, Coach Dozier, we have the concussion protocol from the state of California. I said, what did I tell you? I said, I don't want that email. Well, guess what he did? He said, I'm sending it anyway. I said, okay, I'm not going to read it. I want you to see something. That's when I went to my office, picked up my computer, and you know the rest.
Put it near the teacher's parking area.
And drove over it, yeah. And drove over it, yeah, in my wife's number. And then my wife showed up in a Chevelle. Oh, no, she showed up in her El Camino. She bought me lunch, which a lot of times bring me lunch, like sushi or Chinese food or something. And I said, hey, get in the Hummer and get back over my hand. And she did. And she got in her car, the Camino, El Camino, and left. And
she doesn't get upset or scared by that.
No, why would she get upset? That is our life. That's our life together. She understands it, and I dare say she likes it.
Uh-huh, and you've asked her?
Hey, Phil, what is uh-huh, and you've asked? Yes, I don't need to ask her.
I would say that that's a scary world to live in, and I think you would want to ask her. You know, Coach... Coach, can I ask you something?
Hold on. I came on this show, and everybody was all sweetness and light. Everybody's going, hey, Coach Dozier, great to see you. Hey.
That's exactly right, but we didn't know it was going to devolve into you driving over top of your computer and having your wife back over your hand.
How did you know she backs over it?
Because you told us, man, a million times on the show.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. We didn't know it was going to go there. And it's a disturbing thing. Email, everybody has got to deal with. Email is something that drives a lot of people crazy. I didn't know that it had gotten sort of the point at where you work at the school, where you're destroying your computer.
It has. And I would like the Belmar administration to take note, okay, that this has got to stop. It's got to stop.
Jesus, you know, your voice is cracking.
I understand it's cracking. I understand it.
I would say that the pressure has gotten to you, and you know that your blood pressure...
No, you know, Phil, you always like that the pressure's gotten to me. Stop all the email. Stop all of the, important email and this and that and the jokes and all this.
That's not important email.
Well, I'm getting jokes. I'm getting jokes from all of the people and all the, everybody in faculty that's got my email address. They're forwarding me jokes. And I say, it's got to end.
All right, Coach,
Dozier, I thank you very much for being on the program, and let us know. It's a very timely issue, email, and certainly something that not only do we have to deal with at our workplace, we've got to pass the information that we do glean onto our young people when they get out in there into the workplace.
Yeah, and the other thing.
All right, so that is Coach Vernon Dozier.
It's interesting, but it's not quite interesting enough for him to be...
Well, you know, here's the thing about email. Everyone dislikes email. I didn't know that Dozier...
That's why we had him on.
Why, because you knew the guy was going to flip his lid?
Yeah, well, he flips his lid all the time.
Well, I know he flips his lid all the... Why would you have a guy on?
Because it brings a level of emotion and emotional reality to what it is we're trying to do on the show here. That's...
Oh, isn't that... Well, there's a nice wrap-up.
What do you want Phil to say, General?
It does. It brings a level of emotional reality. And that's a guy there, Coach Dozier. He is a high school teacher. He's a high school coach. He's got his hands full, and then he's got to deal with all this work email.
Well, when you put it that way, I only wish that he had put it that way. It would have made more sense.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Mr. Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. Podcast one, yeah.
I'm Margaret Gray, and thank you. And join me, won't you, at Bob's Steamer.
There you go again.
Yeah, I think it's a steamer.
At Bob's Clam Steamer in Bolsa Chica at the end of the month. At the end of the month of November. That month.